Bruce wants me to share a little science from the Bible right now.
And, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was looking at something a little bit different here, and I was reading an article, and in Genesis chapter number 6, the Bible says, and I'll find myself here, chapter 6, and verse number 14, God has told Noah to make an ark. Actually, start reading verse 13. God said unto Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. This is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark that shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it." Now, that's the basic description of the instructions, and I'm not talking so much about the flood here and the scientific accuracy of the flood, though there is that. What I want to talk about here was the incredible scientific accuracy of the ark itself. This is a tremendous design that God gave, and studies have shown that this design, it's the perfect balance between three factors. Maximum comfort. It's a long vessel, and when the ark was floating on the waters, there was a great wind. The Bible says all the mountains were covered. The earth was covered with water, and you would expect large waves to occur. And a long vessel makes for a much more comfortable ride in terms of riding out those waves. Now, the comfort, though, has a lack of structural integrity, of strength. And in order to do that, there has to be some height to the ark. And it's not too high to maximize the structural strength, and it's not too long to maximize the comfort. It also has to be stable. You don't want it to be turning and rolling around like a ball rolling through the water. That's going to float good and be strong, but it's not going to be very stable and very comfortable. So maximum stability would call for a shorter, wider arc. Maximum comfort would call for a longer, thinner arc. And maximum strength would call for a taller arc. And Noah's ark represents the perfect balance between the dimensions required for maximum stability, comfort, and strength. It's perfectly balanced for that. They've done studies. There's a major study in 1993 done by the Ship Research Center in Kriso in South Korea. Dr. Sian Hong did this and found that there's no hole shape that they could discover. And this was not a Christian group doing this. This was just a scientific research group. They found that there is no hole shape other than what the dimensions God gave to the ark in Genesis chapter 6 that could significantly outperform God's design. And this has been upheld. It's the balance of the ark would have been lost if it was different. The comfort in the ark would have been lost if it was different. The strength of the ark would have been lost if it was different. All of which was given by God, so that it would be carefully balanced, so that it's not going to break open, so that it's going to be comfortable enough that everybody's not going to be sick constantly, and so it's not going to capsize. They confirmed that the ark would be able to easily handle waves as high as 100 feet tall. It's amazing that here, this direction of the ark, and we don't know the exact size in measurements today, 300 cubits wide or long, probably somewhere between 450, 510 feet long, and 50 cubits wide, somewhere between 75, 85 feet wide, and 30 cubits high, somewhere between 45 and 51 feet tall. And this would have made it one of the largest ships ever built, one of the largest ships, period, certainly the largest wooden ship ever built. And in this mechanical engineer, Tim Lovett, that wrote this article, said that this is probably about the maximum size that you could have a wooden ship built that would still be safe and hold its integrity in those kind of waves. And it wasn't until the Titanic was built that a ship was built that was bigger than the Ark. God gave them the directions. God gave them the perfect directions to balance comfort, stability, and structural strength so that he could preserve Noah, his family, and the animals inside the Ark in the midst of the turbulent seas that followed the flood there over the earth. Isn't that amazing? Another example, science in the Bible.
Let's see, you said it would be 450 feet long, and how would that compare to a football field?
Well, I'm not sure what a length of, what is the length of a football field?
300 feet.
There we go, longer than a football field.
Wow.
If it was on a football field, it would reach in well past the goal on both sides.
Like one and a half football field.
Yeah, and I point out 450 feet is based on an arc being 18 inches, or a cubit being 18 inches long. But some people believe the cubit may have been 20 inches long, possibly almost 20 and a half, like 20.4 inches long. That gives you the length of 510 feet. So it's going to be in that variable range there somewhere.
Marvin, I'm glad you're here. You got that. That's an interesting statistic. That's the size of a 1.5 football field.
Yeah, one and a half football field.
That is perfect design. Yeah, that's. Some people say how they get all the people and creatures in the ark was two of every kind. So it would be. It's not a massive number of animals or
no.
people or so on.
For instance, not two wolves and two coyotes and two dogs and two foxes. It would have been two dog animals, the dog kind, that would have diversified shortly after the ark after the flood into the wolves, the dogs, the foxes. Let's just look at the domestic dogs that we have, everything from a Great Dane down to a tiny miniature dachshund. And they're all dogs.
Yeah, that was an interesting report. And, you know, the people who have denied that. In 1 Peter, it says that before Christ comes back, they're going to deny the flood, that the flood has taken place. So there is a denial of it. But if we went into the evidence of it, it's quite massive. Most different types of nationalities in their history have some kind of a legend or some type of a story telling about the flood.